You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Morning After. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Scientists have developed something called the morning after pill. If conception has occurred, the morning after pill eliminates the new life. Think that through. What kind of love is it when you fear the consequences of love the morning after? I wonder. Or think about this. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Many single people ended their Valentine's date with sex. Please tell me, what kind of love is it when you went all the way last night, but when you come to the morning after, you have to sort out where this relationship is headed? Again, I wonder. Another point to ponder. Everyone knows that sex sells. And the people who seem to know that best are the ones who produce some TV commercials. Beauty and money and sex and love all blur together as you watch these crafty commercials. When you go out and buy the product, does it make you feel loved the morning after? Again, I wonder. One more question, okay? With a proliferation of TV channels, and with video stores on almost every block, and with computers able to bring you pictures, pornography is readily available to everyone. Since you no longer have to sneak into an adult store and slink out with a magazine in a brown wrapper, do you think that the people who consume this readily available pornography are now more satisfied with their love lives? I wonder. I wonder? No, I don't. This is not love that we see all around us. Our society has made such a confusion of love and marriage, of sex and beauty, of money and power, of pornography and perversion, and of selfishness that people imagine they need a pill the morning after. I am not going to clear up the world's confusion about love. One thing that can happen, and may God be at work in this message to do it in a small way for you. One thing that can happen is that you and I begin to see ourselves on a journey toward perfect love. The journey, I urge, is a journey toward God, which is a journey toward perfect love because God is love. May this message lead you and me along that path that teaches us to demonstrate a love toward others that is simple and pure, just as God is pure, not a love that is scheming and calculating, as worldly love is. The path of God's love is a journey toward a love that is unselfish, serving others rather than seeking for self. God's Son Jesus didn't come so that others could serve Him. He came to serve and give His life as a ransom for many people. The world's total confusion about love cannot bring you joy the morning after. The clear message of God's love, however, will bring you joy in the morning. Please join me in prayer. Lord God, You have taught us that all we do is nothing without Your love. Send Your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts the gift of Your love, which is the bond of perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This month I'm speaking with you on the basis of Jesus' famous parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son knew as little about true love as many of our contemporaries. With plenty of money in his account, he went to a far country and enjoyed a wild lifestyle. Presumably, that included prostitutes. Love, money, sex, the same confusion that is all about us today. What kind of morning after did this contemporary lover have? He came to his senses. He said, "How many of my father's hired men have more food than they can eat while I'm starving to death here? I'll go at once to my father, and I'll say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and you. I don't deserve to be called your son anymore. Make me one of your hired men.'" Which demonstrates that you cannot live on love, at least not the confused love that this world has to offer. It also demonstrates that the prodigal started the journey that we were just talking about for ourselves, the journey toward perfect love. That journey began with his confession, "I have sinned." The journey that started with sad confession became joyous when the father met him with forgiving love. While he was still at a distance, his father saw him and felt sorry for him. He ran to his son, put his arms around him, and kissed him. The father met his son with forgiving love. Your journey toward true love has to follow that same path. It starts with confession. "You have not, I have not, loved others nearly as much as we love ourselves. We have so often failed to do good for those God has placed in our homes and in our neighborhood. We have so often harbored unkind thoughts and brooded because others have hurt us. As we have not purely loved the people whom we see, we surely cannot claim to have a pure love for God whom we cannot see. The world about us is not simply confused about love, it is sinfully confused about love. By nature, you and I are also sinfully confused about love. But the Heavenly Father meets you. He comes out to greet you in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way to a clear understanding of love. There is no path to the Father's love except through Him. He's the way, because His death on the cross removed the sin that kept us mired far from the Father. His resurrection on Easter gives us hope. For as Christ was raised from the dead to newness of life, we can also move forward, growing day by day in His love, moving ever closer to the heavenly realization of perfect love. From the world's confusion to the clarity of God's love. The morning after, every day of God's love in Christ makes tomorrow a morning of more joy. The father said to his servants, "Hurry, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let's celebrate with a feast. My son was dead and has come back to life. He was lost but has been found." Then they began to celebrate. How do you think the prodigal felt the next morning? Now he had experienced true love. So also for you. The morning after every day of God's love in Christ will be a morning of joy for you. Janice McBride, I want you to hear her story. Born and raised in Scotland, she suffered 16 years of child abuse from her alcoholic mother. From being the victim of others' selfish love to sharing the selfless love of Christ, Janice McBride knows the journey toward pure love. Janice appeared with me on the TV program on Main Street.
You survive 5 minutes at a time. I mean, my greatest hope was somehow I would die. I would go to sleep every night or go to bed every night hoping I would die. I would wake up every morning so angry and disappointed I was still alive. I had another day to go through.
Abuse makes victims, and Janice was a victim. However, it's not unusual for the abused to engage in sinful behaviors themselves, and Janice did that. She left her abusive home and left Scotland. In the United States, she married, but sin threatened her new marriage. Confused about love, as so many are, and near divorce, she and her husband saw a Christian TV program which prompted them to seek help at a local church.
And so I just started to pray and I said, "Lord, you know my past. You know everything about me. You were there when it happened. And so I'm going to put my eyes on Jesus Christ. I'm going to read and obey your word. And you put me in situations or bring situations in my life that will surface whatever you want to. And I know that your grace will be sufficient there for me to forgive. Your grace will be sufficient there for me to get healed.
And His grace has been sufficient. Janice was on the path from confusion to clarity, of confession to the joy of God's perfect love. That love, pure, selfless, forgiving, that love was shared by Janice with the very woman who had hurt her.
I walked into my mother's house, this woman that I had so hated. I walked into her house and I said to her, I want you to know that by the grace of God, as Christ forgave me, I forgive you. I want you to know that by the grace of God, as Christ loves me, I love you.
Janice's mother not only heard that word of forgiveness and pure love, her mother also received Jesus Christ as her Savior from sin. And so, her mother came to the celebration of the Heavenly Father's love. I may speak in the languages of humans and of angels, but if I don't have love, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, I am a loud gong or a clashing cymbal. I may have the gift to speak what God has revealed, and I may understand all mysteries and have all knowledge. I may even have enough faith to move mountains, but if I don't have love, I am nothing. I may even give away all that I have and give up my body to be burned, but if I don't have love, none of these things will help me. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, fought like a child, and reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I no longer used childish ways. Now we see a blurred image in a mirror. Then we will see very clearly. Now my knowledge is incomplete. Then I will have complete knowledge, as God has complete knowledge of me. So these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the best one of these is love. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.